Texte numéro 58. In the Netherlands, we're closing or emptying prisons. What can other countries learn from how we did it? The Dutch have seen their prison population decrease by more than 40% over the past 20 years. At the other end of the spectrum, Britain has the highest rate of incarceration in Western Europe and is struggling with an unprecedented prisons crisis. First, the declining prison population is not actually the result of recent policies by visionary politicians. Much of it is due to changes in reported crime and the nature of crime. As in many other Western countries, the number of violent crimes has significantly dropped in the Netherlands in recent decades. This does not necessarily mean that there is actually less crime overall, as Dutch criminologist Francis Pakes told me. There is less conventional violent crime, like murder. On the other hand, a lot of conventional crime went online and is less visible, and so fewer people end up in jail. According to Pakes, the Dutch are much more aware that a stay in prison does more harm than good. You rarely become a better person during a short stay in jail. Due to the excesses during the Nazi occupation in the Second World War, there is a culture in the Netherlands of not imposing long prison sentences, while many British and American politicians advocate for harsher sentences to present themselves as strong leaders. However, more politicians, often right-wing ones, in the Netherlands are now doing this too. Dutch judges are much more inclined to give community service or a suspended sentence in similar cases. Research shows that this is not only cheaper, but also reduces the likelihood of re-offending. In any case, the Netherlands has at least one hopeful message for other countries. It is not a given that prison populations must always increase. And despite their emptying prisons, the Dutch can still walk the streets safely at night, especially compared with, say, Britain, where incidence of crime and concern about crime is higher. Apart from looking at the Netherlands, one might also consider the remarkable prison system of Norway. Its prisons are often small and very focused on reintegration. As a result, it is easier for inmates to integrate than for a person coming from an overcrowded British prison, where they have been locked up for 22 hours a day because the staff couldn't manage otherwise. In such cases, the transition to the outside world can be extremely abrupt. You may see someone re-offend within the first few days after their release. It is clear that the British system has reached its limits and that a new approach is not a luxury. Adapted from The Guardian, October 2024.